You could say this is Uni News. This is the UNF Spinnaker's weekly podcast.
Okay. Today is Friday, August 23rd, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 3 p.m. I'm here with Brianna Cataldo. She's our features editor. I'm Liana Norman. I'm our editor-in-chief. Bree, could you tell me a little bit about your top story of the week?
So my top story for the week was on the Confucius Institute that UNF had that shut down around last February. I reopened the story because a few of ours left some information out. It's basically Confucius Institute is a government funded by the Chinese government, and it provides our students an opportunity to study their culture and their language. When Chinese tensions with the U.S. started rising, we received letters, not just UNF, but multiple universities across the USA, received letters from their senators urging them to close down their Confucius Institutes.
So what was the concern there?
At first, it was an academic concern with professors. They thought that the Chinese government was going to try to control the way that American students learned because it is funded by the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm.
Then it turned into more of a political issue once Trump got into office and the Chinese tensions started to rise between U.S. and China.
And so when it comes to the UNF Confucius Center being shut down, do we know if there's anything that specifically spurred that or...
Well, we received the letter from Rubio before we shut it down, and we gave a 6 months notice, it's mandatory that we do that. So we gave a 6 months notice that we were closing the institute down. But UNF claimed that it wasn't the letter. They claimed that the institute wasn't fitting into the university's future goals.
Okay, so Marco Rubio wrote UNF a letter urging us to shut down our Confucius
prior
Institute.
Prior to us shutting it down, yes.
Prior to us shutting it down, we gave a six-month warning, and then we shut it down saying that the Confucius Institute didn't match up with the university's goals.
Yes, that was our official statement.
Was there any type of detail on that other than just broad goals? Like,
there was absolutely no detail on it. Actually, when I looked it up, the statement was literally just that the Confucius Institute didn't fit in with the university's future goals. That was it. There are other universities who have said similar things, but again, all of their senators sent them a letter as well.
All right, thank you, Bree. That was Brianna Cataldo. She's our features editor here at Spinnaker. Now I'm here with Drew McDonald. He's our sports editor. Hey, Drew, how are you today?
Good, how are you, Liana?
I'm pretty good. So why don't you tell me about our top sports story of the week?
So today is the first week of school, and I thought, what could I do for a story? I know two girls in the beach volleyball team who are a great pair. They're very in sync, like the boy band of the 90s, you know, Justin Timberlake and Joy Fatone. They're awesome. They're named Callie Workman and Donna Roskick. Basically, they went 24-9, great record in beach volleyball, but they're so like in sync, such a great like group to be part of. And Callie actually got invited to the national team training program in California this year. And Donna won a tournament in Canada. So them, you know, constantly improving in the off season and just relationship on the court. Just a fun little read.
So you've been working on a profile?
It's a profile, plural profiles. With a
double profile.
Yeah, with
cool.
John Watson as a videographer, who's phenomenal.
So you said that Callie has been invited to...
This is a national volleyball team training program.
A national volleyball team training program. Do we know if anybody from UNF has ever been chosen for that before?
I think not for that, like, certain one. But I did a story in the spring about Gabby O'Connell, who the Olympic team tryouts happened. She was invited to that, too. So it's definitely been a good program the past couple of years of these talented girls getting chances to develop their game, make connections, and possibly, you know, play in the Olympics someday.
All right, cool. Thank you, Drew.
No problem.
So that was Drew McDonald. He's our sports editor here at Spinnaker. Now I'm here with Courtney Green. She's our news editor. And coincidentally, I think your top story of the week is more of a feature story, and Brianna's top story of the week was more of a news story. So it sounds like you guys are swapping places really quickly. Will you tell me a little bit about your top news story of the week?
So, sure. My top news story of the week, I covered Howard the Duck, who is a duck here on campus, and he has a lot of interesting legends and mythology behind him.
Did you ever discover who named Howard and where this started? Because I know that he's a very popular duck on campus. You guys may see him out and about. For those of you who don't know how to identify if it's Howard, he is the only... What's the breed of duck he is?
Somebody commented on the Facebook post what breed he was, their assumption. I'm not sure what breed he is.
He's the only duck that looks like your classic Aflac duck. He's all white with orange webbed feet and an orange bill. So you can tell it's Howard if he looks like Aflac. It's been just kind of an unspoken thing, I think, amongst students mainly. And then eventually it made it to administrators. Am I right in saying that?
Yes. So administrators are aware of Howard, who he is, his presence here on campus. As far as who named him, again, somebody commented on the Facebook post and said, hey, the name stuck. So I think they are claiming that they are the ones who named the duck.
And the story has gotten a good bit of traction for us this week, surprisingly. Even though we've broken a couple of bigger stories this week, it seems like Howard the Duck is really popular. So I guess we can keep up with that. But we did reach out to the university administration.
Yes. Yes, I reached out to the university's PR spokeswoman and asked her if she knew anything about the duck or could track down any information for me on it. And while she did offer to secure me an interview with the duck, she couldn't tell me much about where the name came from, where Howard the Duck came from. And so because of that, my speculation has settled on the name probably came from a comic book series by Marvel, Howard the Duck. There's also a movie from the 1990s as well. So that's probably where the name came from. But why they didn't go with Donald Duck, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, there's what little clarification we have to give you on Howard the Duck's existence on campus. But yeah, it seems like for now he's going to remain an enigma. Maybe at some point in the future, the administration will look into trying to profile Howard the Duck a little more. But I did find it interesting that that was our most popular story of the week under the news category this week. All right, thank you, Courtney.
No problem.
That was Courtney Green. She's our news editor. She was reporting on Howard the Duck this week. Tune in again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another episode of UNE News. I'm Liana Norman with UNF Spinnaker.